Now to Ukraine, where the country's largest music festival returned this past weekend after a three-year hiatus due to the all-out Russian invasion. As NPR's Ashley Westerman found out, it was more than just the music that brought people out.
Thousands of music lovers descended upon the enormous Blockbuster Mall in Kyiv for the first Atlas Music Festival to be held since 2021. Among the more than 70 artists to perform across the 3 days of the festival is Ukrainian electric pop artist Melovan. At their main stage performance Saturday, the younger skewing crowd sways to the music on the asphalt parking lot and basks in the sun on this nearly cloudless 80-degree day, clearly excited to be out living life again. That's why 25-year-old Alina Parol is here. She came all the way from Kharkiv, a nearly six-hour drive, with her friend. We came to have some fun, Parol says, because Kharkiv is a frontline city. Glory to Ukraine, shouts four-year-old Vera, clutching her father's hand as they stroll across the crowded parking lot. Eugene Kalamats of Kyiv says of course he weighed the risk of bringing his children to such a large public event, but...
I think nobody can be safe now in Ukraine, in Kyiv, but it's our risk and we understand that.
Organizers say they wanted to bring back the festival as a fundraiser for Ukraine's armed forces. But with near daily Russian airstrikes on civilian targets across the country, they knew the security risk would be high. So when considering a venue for the festival's revival, organizers chose this particular mall for a reason.
So we're going down into the parking garage.
Because it has one of the largest bomb shelters in the capital city, nearly 540,000 square feet, all underground. So we're down underneath of the Blockbuster Mall, and they've essentially erected a mini music festival down here in the parking garage. There are places for people to sit, there is a stage down here, and there are drinks and food for people to buy. Alexander Mirkolov lives in Kyiv and says he's here to enjoy the music, but also to show he's not afraid.
We need to be strong and we need to stay alive, because if we not, we will be destroyed.
Organizers are still counting, but turnout is expected to only have been about a tenth of the 600,000 who turned out for the last festival. Still, it felt like a win. There were no air raid sirens, at least when the musicians were on stage. Ashley Westerman, NPR News, Kyiv.